Demanding answers, CJ Papa, Fox News. Peaceful demonstrations through Akron, Ohio, following a police-involved shooting that left 25-year-old Jalen Walker dead. Fox's Claudia Cowan.
Walker allegedly sped off, and a routine traffic stop became a public safety threat after police say an apparent gunshot was fired from Walker's car while cops were chasing him. Police say body cam video captured what they believe was a muzzle flash from the car early in the chase. Walker at some point abandoned his vehicle, and the pursuit became a foot chase with eight officers yelling at him to stop. The police chief says it appears Walker turned toward the officers in a way that led them to believe he was armed, but he says they will be held to account.
What about the cops involved?
All officers have been placed on paid administrative leave as per department policy.
That's Akron Police Chief Steve Milet, who says, according to the Metal Examiner, Walker was shot at least 60 times, blood spilling out onto the streets of Chicago.
It was feared this would be a violent weekend in Chicago. 54 people shot, 7 people killed. Among the gunshot victims, a 10-year-old boy who was just sitting in his room on the south side, and bullets came ripping through the wall. It comes on the heels of a shooting of a Chicago police officer on Friday. That officer was responding to a domestic dispute and was shot as a group of police officers stepped off an elevator. He had gunshot wounds to the arm and abdomen. He is last in serious but stable condition.
Fox's Mike Tobin. The president sends a tweet demanding gas stations cut their prices reflecting what they are paying. Well, Florida Congresswoman Kat Kamick earlier on America's Newsroom.
We know that our free market principles and policies work. The government just needs to get out of the way.
The price of regular today, $4.80 a gallon, ticking down a few tenths of a penny. Diesel, very expensive, $5.73 a gallon, that from AAA. And Russian President Vladimir Putin declaring victory today in the eastern Ukrainian region of Luhansk. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Horrific tragedy takes place on the side of a mountain in Europe.
6 people are dead and as many as 9 are seriously wounded after this piece of this glacier detached on a popular hiking trail in the northeastern part of Italy. The tragic incident in the Dolomite Mountains took place late last night. 15 people are still missing. Rescue teams searched the mountains with dogs and by helicopter. Officials also checked the license plates on the cars in the mountain parking lot to figure out the number of people who were still unaccounted for. According to emergency services, some of the hikers on this trail were tied together for safety by rope.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Pope Francis speaking exclusively to Reuters today. Denying he's stepping down in the near future and says there's no truth rumor he has cancer. The pontiff added he respects the U.S. Supreme Court decision on abortion, at the same time condemning abortion. The 85-year-old leader of the Catholic Church says he's on track to visit Canada this month, hopes to be able to go to Moscow and Kyiv as soon as possible after that. People on New York's Long Island looking to cool off might want to think twice before going for a dip in the Atlantic.
A Long Island lifeguard is recovering today after being bitten in the chest by a shark on Sunday. Suffolk County officials say the lifeguard was playing the role of a victim during a training exercise when the shark bit him. 2 beaches suspended swimming after it happened. CJ Ortiz saw the aftermath.
When I first got here, I saw like a whole bunch of people talking about it, and then I heard like there's a lot of people near the medical, like, first aid place.
Officials say the lifeguard received stitches and was in very good spirits after the bite. Last week, police in Nassau County, New York, investigated a possible shark attack after a man was cut on his foot while swimming. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Just under an hour until the nation-famous hot dog eating contest, a 4th of July tradition at Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York. I'm CJ Papa. This is Fox
News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.